Hey, everybody, it's Matt. This edition of Growing Greater, it's made possible in part by IntaPros Consulting and by Chester County. And as we kick off this episode, let's thank the team at Baker Tilly. They're actually helping us attract new companies and new jobs to our region. At Baker Tilly, it's all about making a difference for their clients, their people, the communities where they live and work, and in their profession. As a leading advisory, tax, and assurance firm, the people of Baker Tilly are dedicated to building long-lasting relationships that help their clients win now and to anticipate the challenges of tomorrow. Baker Tilly's fundamental purpose is to enhance and protect the value that their clients have created and the value that those clients want to keep and grow. You can learn more at BakerTilly.com and join me in thanking Baker Tilly for their support of our podcast.
This is Growing Greater. Growing Greater. Bringing you the stories of economic growth, job creation, and business success from across the 11-county community of Northern Delaware, Southern New Jersey, and Southeastern Pennsylvania. Now, here's Matt Gabry.
America's small businesses are the backbone of our communities. When you look and we hear all about the big companies that we know so well, but the small companies, when added together, are actually a bigger force.
As the COVID-19 global pandemic and its shelter-in-place activities continue in communities across the country and around the world, small businesses, well, they're taking a huge hit. According to recent reports, just over 30 million small businesses in the U.S. are facing unprecedented hardships, as all but those designated as essential by government officials and health experts have been required to close temporarily or modify their operations significantly in order to adhere to the needed social distancing practices. Now, the comments we heard a moment ago from President Trump capture perfectly the important economic role small businesses play in our society. His remarks were shared in early April at a small business relief roundtable, and it's clear that small businesses need support now more than ever. And that's why on this episode of Growing Greater, we share insights into the tools that have been developed and rolled out by the federal government to help small businesses across our region and the country during these unprecedented and economically challenging times. Sonia Smith, Public Information Officer for the U.S. Small Business Administration in Eastern Pennsylvania, she joins us to provide details about COVID-19 relief programs offered by the SBA and the role that the SBA has played in supporting small business owners and entrepreneurs since 1953. Most of us probably are not aware that the SBA is the only cabinet-level federal agency fully dedicated to small businesses and to providing counsel, capital, and contracting expertise. As our nation's go-to resource, our SBA team is helping small businesses every day to get started and to grow, and has been working nonstop since COVID-19 has swept across our communities to develop and deliver tailor-made programs that are intended to help small business owners weather this pandemic. Here, Sonia describes the U.S. Small Business Administration.
Yeah. It's funny because, number one, people always refer to the SBA as the Small Business Association. And I tell people, if I had a nickel for every time somebody called us the Small Business Association, I would be a wealthy woman. It's the Small Business Administration because we are a federal agency. And what we do is really power the American dream. We want to make sure that, you know, business ownership becomes a reality for entrepreneurs and for them to know that there are resources available to help you, whether it's through counseling, through training, through mentoring, to help you no matter what stage of the business you're at, whether you're assessing, you know, should I start a business, whether you have that business and you're thinking about, well, how do I grow it? You know, how do I support it? And of course, in times like today, people are hearing about SBA because of the COVID-19 disaster. So we really help you throughout the entire business cycle, helping you, you know, come out from the disaster. And then you know, even at the point where you're saying, you know what, I've had this business, time for me to sunset it, helping you decide, okay, so what's your succession plan? Let's get you connected with resource partners that you can determine, is this a business I want to hand off to a family member? Is this a business I want to sell, or to take you through the entire life cycle? And with the SBA, we have 68 offices throughout the U.S. and our territory. So some states like Pennsylvania, we have two offices, one in King of Prussia, we call that the Eastern Pennsylvania office, and then another one in Pittsburgh, which is the Western Pennsylvania office. So even though we in Eastern Pennsylvania cover 40 counties, especially like today, you know, with social distancing, it doesn't always have to be person to person. Whether we're on Skype or on Microsoft Teams, we're Zooming, we're talking with you on the telephone, you know, we're interacting in all different kinds of ways. And it's just not us alone, but an important thing to realize is we have resource partners. And resource partners are organizations that we fund to get the word out, because I'm one person, but we want to make sure that everybody, no matter where they are, can partake of SBA's resources. So one of our resource partners is called SCORE, S-C-O-R-E, like the score a touchdown. So they're a volunteer group of business owners and professionals. And then we have our small business development centers, which are a partnership between a college, universities, the state, and SBA. And then we also have women's business centers. So there's a lot of different resources to help you. And it's all about deciding who you want to work with, or even how many different resource partners you want to work with.
Absolutely. And, you know, I love the fact that you're listing a variety of resources, because I don't think the average person appreciates the level of nuanced support that can be provided from the U.S. Small Business Administration. And you referenced counseling, you referenced succession planning, lots of different partners like SCORE and Women's Resources. If I'm not getting too nuanced here, Sonia, share with us a little bit more about the relationship that the U.S. SBA has with banks and financial services organizations, and how they work hand in hand with the SBA to support companies with the various tools in the SBA toolbox.
Sure, absolutely. So normally, you know, people have heard of SBA because of SBA loans. And the way we work with banks is in the traditional sense, so let's not talk about disaster. But, you know, just if you're looking to start a business or expand a business, maybe buy some equipment, machinery, things like that, you always start off with your bank. You know, talk to them to find out if you are able to get a loan. And what happens, your bank will say one of three decisions. It's like, yes, we can give you a commercial loan. And SBA, we're thrilled. Okay, there's another small business that is able to start and expand and get a commercial loan through their local lender. Or the bank might say, no, we can't give you a loan. And in that case, I always tell people, well, find out why. You know, get a debriefing. Maybe you need to work on your business plan. Maybe your financials, you know, are not quite right with the industry that you're in. So get a debriefing and find out why the lender said no. And most likely, it's because you really need to work some more on strengthening your proposal and your financials and your numbers. And that's when we say, let's work with one of our resource partners, SCORE, the SBDCs, or a women's center. The third answer may be a maybe, and that's because you may have a really good business plan. The lender wants to fund you, but for some reason, number one, you're a new business, meaning you don't have the financial records going back 2 or 3 years, which a bank normally requires.
Right? They want to see a track record of success, right?
Exactly, right. Number two is you may not have enough collateral to secure for that loan that that commercial bank is looking for. Or number three is you may need a longer repayment term. So because with a longer repayment term, remember, your monthly payment is less, and that way you're able to conserve cash flow. So for any of those three reasons, you're going to be out of the credit box of the bank, okay? And at that point, providing everything else is good, they're going to work with you to get an SBA loan. So you always work with the bank. We are in the back, and what we are doing is we are providing a guarantee. We're actually mitigating the lender's risk to give you that loan, and we will give them a guarantee anywhere from 50% to 90%, depending on what type of a loan it is, and you don't have to worry about that because that really doesn't impact the customer, but we're behind with the bank. So it's a win-win situation because the small business gets the financing they need with the SBA standing behind the bank, mitigating their risk because it's a new business, you have a lack of collateral or you need longer repayment terms. So that's how we work. Also, in addition to working with the regular commercial banks, we realized that some small businesses, they need a little bit of funding. They may need anywhere from $500,000 to $50,000. Now, for that business, it may sound like a lot of money, right? $40,000, $50,000. But when you're talking to lenders, the SBA program goes up to $5 million. So companies that need that little bit of funding, we have something called microlenders, an SBA microloan program, where we work with community-based institutions that apply. And what they do is they borrow money directly from SBA, and then they lend it out to these small businesses and to provide them with free technical assistance. And then they are able to give them also that small loan. It's only terms up to 5 years from anywhere from $500,000 to $50,000 to get them established in some credit, to get them that small loan. So as they grow and expand, then the next step is actually to go to a lender and get that bigger SBA loan.
That makes perfect sense, Sonia. And thank you for sharing that insight, because again, I don't think the average consumer or individual in our community necessarily appreciates the connection between the financial services institution that is approving and providing the funding and the support and the partnership and the guarantee, as you articulated, that that financial services institution has when making that loan to a startup small business or a well-established small business as well that's looking to grow. So I really appreciate that insight. And I was hoping you could take it to the next level and share with us, is there an example, could be generic or could be a little bit more specific, about a company that really was impacted in a positive way thanks to the support of the U.S. SBA in partnership with one of their other organizations like a SCORE or with a local financial services institution that was there for this entrepreneur, this business owner, as he or she was growing their business?
Yes, definitely. I can share a story with you. So as I mentioned, one of our resource partners are Women's Business Centers. And we have a Women's Business Center located in Philadelphia. They're called the Women's Business Enterprise Center East. And twice a year, what they do is they do a 10-week business plan program. It's called Fast Track. This is a program that was developed by the Kauffman Foundation. And women apply to the program. And what I do is I come and I talk to them the first day, you know, meet them. And then I come back at graduation time. And during this 10-week business plan, this draws women from the city, the suburbs, women of all social economic backgrounds, women who want to start a business, women who kind of fell into a business and never developed a business plan, women who have a business plan but want to take it to the next level. And during the 10-week program, they do industry research, sales and marketing planning, you know, financials. They get one-on-one coaching. And let me tell you, it is amazing to see the impact that this program, which is funded by SBA through our Women's Business Center, has on these women. I meet them the first day. They're unsure. They don't possess the confidence that they need. They wonder where, you know, I'm going to be working with these other women business owners. Is this something that I can, you know, actually share my fears and my frustrations and talk about things? And if there are two businesses in the same industry, is it competition or is it going to be a cooperative? At the end of the 10-week program, when they graduate because they have completed this business plan, which is an actual living document, it is amazing to see the transformation, how confident these women are, how they received the support of this group and how they received support from the Women's Center and the one-on-one counseling that our Women's Center staff has given them, and how encouraged they are to take their business now to the next level. And not only that, but also to work with this group that they've been with for 10 weeks and to use them, as I mentioned, like, you don't want to be in a silo. You want to make sure that you've got people that you can talk with and bounce off ideas with. And this group will continue to stay together and help each other out as their businesses continue to grow. And I just can't say enough how amazing this program is and how transformative it is for all the women that have gone through it.
And speaking of small businesses that are thriving and making a difference for their clients and their employees, let's pause for a moment and thank the team at InterPros Consulting. A certified women-owned staffing firm, the professionals of InterPros specialize in the placement of contract and permanent IT consulting professionals across our region and nationwide. The mission of the InterPros team, it's straightforward. Provide genuine business value by empowering, encouraging, and proactively supporting their team to exceed their clients' expectations. When your team is seeking the best professionals to join your shop, turn to InterPros Consulting. Learn more at interpros.com. That's interpros.com. And join me in thanking InterPros Consulting for their support of our podcast. Now, let's get back to our conversation with Sonia. So, Sonia, I want to pivot here into, I guess what I would say, the moment that we're all living in right now with the containment activities under the COVID-19 virus situation. And I know the SBA has been very busy working to develop a series of tools in the toolkit that has been expanded specifically to address this issue. And where I want to go with this part of our conversation, Sonia, is at a high level, what would you like the average person to know about what the SBA is doing, its role in helping businesses during this specific moment in our time in managing the COVID-19 containment situation?
Yeah. So, you know, as you heard me initially say, the SBA is there during every life cycle of your business. And now we're here through the disaster portion, helping you recover from the economic effects of COVID-19 on your business. So what my coworkers and I have been doing is we've been doing webinars. We do at least one webinar a day. Sometimes we've been on three or four a day, believe it or not, whether it's doing a webinar to a specific association, doing a webinar to a chamber, but letting them know what resources are out there to help small businesses. And basically what we're talking about is anytime there's a disaster, small businesses have the opportunity to apply for an economic injury disaster loan. And with COVID-19, this is the first time in SBA's history ever that there has been a disaster declared that is nationwide, and not only nationwide, but also includes our territories like Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, and Guam. But also it's a pandemic. And it really does not have a specific end date. And it's also not contained, like if you think of a disaster like a hurricane or a tornado, it comes, affected a certain area, and then it goes. This is continuing. So with the Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program, we're encouraging businesses to apply. And there's a portal, covid19relief.sba.gov, that businesses go on. It's extremely simple. We have it in our webinars. We show you the screens, what information you need to apply to get a loan, which could be up to $2 million with a 30-year payback. Notice we're always encouraging to businesses to keep their cash flow. There's a one-year deferment on payments. In addition, when you do the application, you also can ask to be considered for a cash advance up to $10,000. And that advance actually turns into a forgivable loan, call it a grant if you want, as long as you are able to document that the purpose that you're using the advance for is for the right purposes as for the loan. So as we were, before we got on the phone today, I started to find out that the EIDL, that's what I call it, the Economic Injury Disaster Loan, the cash advances are rolling out to small businesses in Pennsylvania. So we're very happy to hear that. And so that's one of the programs. The other program with the CARES Act is the Paycheck Protection Program, the PPP, through the CARES Act. So with that program, small businesses are able to apply through their lender that participates in the Paycheck Protection Program and get their employees back from whether your business has been closed because the governor ordered it closed, because you're not a life-sustaining business, or you just have to lay people off. but you can apply and you can get 8 weeks of payroll to bring those employees back onto your payroll for 8 weeks. And so this is the other program that we're participating in.
Yeah, that's great. And I really admire the creative approach under the CARES Act that's being administered through the SBA to provide funding programs that go outside the traditional programs. And you've listed a couple of these, and I love the options that we're providing to small businesses and the important role that's being recognized at the national and state and regional level that small businesses play in all of this. And Sonia, if you could, and I know this is a little bit of forward thinking, but share with us some of the insights that you would expect based on your experience, not only as the public information officer, but your previous role with SBA in helping businesses navigate the economic landscape, and also your role in banking and your role as an entrepreneur, thinking through these recovery efforts following this pandemic. What role do you anticipate the SBA will continue to play in supporting businesses across the region and frankly across the country?
Absolutely. And one thing that I also want to mention is I actually did a detail for the Office of Disaster in 2017 in the fall, if you remember. Hurricane Harvey, Irma, and Maria all hit between Texas and Florida and Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. So I spent a detail in Key West helping small businesses, homeowners, and renters, whether it was destroyed or they lost a tourism or their houseboat sunken, things like that. So I was there on the ground, and I was there throughout the whole point where they were applying for the loans, and then they got the loans. And just you can see with Key West, they were able to rebuild and get back, and the tourism came back. Knowing all of that, the small business is there now, and I feel we can just expand this to the U.S., is small businesses that are working with us, also know that throughout this whole COVID-19, through any type of a disaster, we're also encouraging them to continue to work with our resource partners. Now our resource partners are doing things like providing webinars on effective teleworking, especially if you have staff. How do you manage and motivate employees that are not in the office, but, you know, are still able to get the work done? So that's just an example of one of the webinars. Also, different webinars and programs on finding out on social media, on sales, on examining your finances, things that eventually we will recover. It's going to be different, but you're still going to have a business to run, and you're going to need to pivot, and our resource partners are there to help you learn how to find out, okay, how do I hire an employee now that I'm ready to step out from being a solo entrepreneur? So we're there. We're there whether you're starting a business, growing a business, expanding, and of course, recovering from a disaster and taking you through that whole business life cycle.
That captures the spirit very well, Sonia, of the SBA is here to help, regardless of whether or not there's an emergency of some kind, that there's some sort of disaster and recovery response situation going on. And the fact that programs are in place that will allow businesses to continue to navigate hurdles successfully and to continue to thrive is really important. And it's not like the SBA just suddenly created this program to respond to a very unique pandemic type of situation, but ongoing, this vibrant foundation of tools to allow businesses to grow, it's really helpful for us to appreciate that level of support that's being made available at the national level, but being done right here in our own communities through your work and your team's work in the Eastern Pennsylvania District Office of the U.S. Small Business Administration. And with that, Sonia, I want to pivot to a little bit of a deeper conversation about our Greater Philadelphia region and Eastern Pennsylvania specifically, which is the area that you're responsible for, but it's also the area that you know well because this is where you were born and raised, and you have great experience living and working, raising a family, and navigating a variety of life challenges, not only in Bucks County, but across the greater Philadelphia region and across Eastern Pennsylvania. And there is certainly something special going on in greater Philadelphia. We have been on an upward trajectory for several years, if not decades now. now, taking into consideration this little speed bump that we're hitting with the pandemic and the slowdown that we're all going to feel across our economic communities. I'd love for you to talk a little bit more about your observations as a representative for the USBA and as an economic development professional and a banker and an entrepreneur throughout your career. What is it that you attribute the success from a business perspective, and how Greater Philadelphia, how our neighborhoods like Doylestown and King of Prussia and Lansdale and the city of Philadelphia and Media, Delaware County and Westchester, Chester County, how does that collectively, from your observation, allow this community to continue to thrive, if that makes sense?
Yeah, it does. And it's a good question, because in my office, I used to have a poster and it talked about people, places, and things. And I think that so sums up the Greater Philadelphia region, because of, number one, the diversity that we have with people, places, and things. And you know what? That diversity then leads to connections with people, places, and things. And then what does that connection lead to? Really, opportunity. So opportunity if you want to be an entrepreneur, opportunity if you have a business to find suppliers and vendors, opportunity to get a great job, opportunity to have a great education. Again, all of that opportunity between that interaction of people, places, and things.
That's great. That's a great way to capture that spirit. And in the spirit of our Growing Greater podcast, Sonia, I would love for you to dive in a little bit deeper with advice that you and your team at the Small Business Administration provides to businesses. And when I say advice, I'm really thinking about the guidance that you provide every day as part of your role supporting businesses. But also, if you could expand that into the moment in time that we're all living in now, which is the COVID-19 containment, to help them really maximize the growth of their operations. What kind of advice are you sharing with folks?
Yeah, well, number one, it's all about communication, right? So in today's world of social media, I encourage people to follow us on Twitter, and our SBA Eastern Pennsylvania office has a Twitter account. The handle is SBA underscore. Underscore means underline, so sometimes people don't know what that means. SBA underscore Eastern PA. I'm also the face behind the tweet, so I'm finding out that that's a great way for us to communicate, to let small businesses, entrepreneurs know when there's webinars, when there's changes to the programs, when there's updates to the programs, so you can learn immediately. Also, we have an email distribution list. You can go to our website, sba.gov. And on the front page, scroll down to the end where it says subscribe, you put in your email address and also your zip code. And that's important because we want to make sure that no matter where you are in the nation that SBA covers, that you're getting emails from your local district office. That's why the zip code is important. You know, finally, on our website, sba.gov/coronavirus is everything that any small business owner needs to find out about the different emergency capital programs that we have, as long as links to other organizations to find out about, you know, unemployment compensation, to find out about keeping your employees healthy and trying to avoid scams or other things. That you want to make sure that we're a good resource on our website with links that can help you and your employees and your family get through COVID-19 and come out on the other end stronger. And of course, you know, we continue to work with private public organizations, whether it's chambers of commerce, whether it's the local county economic development organization, whether it's the state, to share information to make sure that no matter where our small businesses are, whether they're getting information on the state level, the county level, that we're all in this together. And we really want to make sure that no matter where you are, we're making sure that, you know, we're touching you and getting you the information that you need to continue to run and grow your small business.
I know all of you join me in looking forward to supporting the small businesses and our neighbors who are employed by those small businesses by shopping at those establishments very soon, helping to infuse a new economic vibrancy into our collective community. Please join me in thanking Sonia and her colleagues at the USSBA as they continue to develop and implement new and much needed emergency relief programs to help small businesses continue to grow greater. Hey, if you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to rate and review our podcast, share it with friends and colleagues and family, and through social media too. Be sure to tune in to other episodes of Growing Greater wherever you listen to your podcasts or at selectgreaterphl.com/podcast. As we wrap this episode, let's thank the team at Chester County. One of the three original counties in the Penn Colony, Chester County is known for its bustling boroughs, preserved open space, concentrated business parks, and sprawling farmland. These factors have helped Chester County and many of its towns and school districts to appear on top 10 and best of lists in both the state and the nation. With nearly 30% of the county's land dedicated as open space and with more than 280 miles of surface trails, it's easy to see why Chester County's active residents help make it the healthiest county in Pennsylvania. Factors contributing to Chester County's ranking as fourth happiest in the nation include world-renowned Longwood Gardens. It's been voted the best public garden in the U.S. Westchester and Phoenixville ranked among the top 10 most exciting places in Pennsylvania. And four of the top five Philadelphia suburbs in which to raise a family, well, they're located in Chester County, too. Learn more at chesco.org and join me in thanking Chester County for believing in us at Select Greater Philadelphia and their support of our Growing Greater podcast.
Growing Greater is presented by Select Greater Philadelphia, a council of our Chamber of Commerce for Greater Philadelphia. Select is the business attraction organization for Northern Delaware, Southern New Jersey, and Southeastern Pennsylvania, and helps to grow the economic vibrancy of our collective community by attracting new businesses and new jobs to our region. Special thanks to our program producers, Elena Karmazin and Maricela Juarez, along with the great team of marketing and creative services professionals at our chamber. Thanks for listening, and be sure to tune in anytime and anywhere you get your podcasts or online at selectgreaterphl.com/podcast.